It's Monday, March 25th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor from Boston is trying to evacuate his family from Haiti in the midst of chaotic civil unrest, reports the Christian Post. Pastor Jufer Florison has 2 sisters and 10 nieces and nephews who have been unable to escape from Haiti amid an increase in violence that has led to thousands being displaced from their homes in recent weeks. He talked with NBC Channel 10 in Boston.
No one is safe in Haiti. God is their only protection they have. They're afraid even just to come to the phone and speak with me. It's much better for them to send me a text via WhatsApp.
Florison, who runs a nonprofit charity that helps Haitians, said that he has tried for over a year to get his family into America. On Friday, March 8th, gangs launched a coordinated large-scale attack on government buildings in the capital of Port-au-Prince. A source who spoke with ABC News reports that various gangs targeted different buildings, including the presidential palace, the interior ministry, and a police headquarters. This resulted in gangs and police engaging in gun battles, sending civilians fleeing the area. The presidential palace has not been occupied since the assassination of the former president in 2021. The recent uptick in violence began after armed groups conducted raids on 2 of the country's largest prisons, freeing thousands of inmates. Port-au-Prince is under a complete state of emergency. When Pastor Florison was last on the phone with his relatives in Haiti, he heard gunshots in the background.
I was very terrified by that situation. Shootings were happening. It's a very sad situation, but knowing that I can't do much at this point, all I have to do is just to have faith and continue to pray.
Psalm 82, verse 4 contains a prayer that you can pray for the vulnerable right now in Haiti. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked.